Shalom, everyone. Thank you all for coming. Now, it's not easy, so close to Pesach, to come to hear a shir, to learn. It just shows the commitment to Talmud Torah of everyone who's attending and the desire to learn more about the Seder as we go into Leil HaPesach. So I want to start the shir off this year speaking about the Halach Ma'anya, but the Halach Ma'anya is not going to be the main topic of the shir. I've been giving a shir on Hilchas Pesach, Yom Pesach, and the Seder for over 25 years. I don't think I've missed a year. And not all the years, but most of the years, somehow or another, Halach Ma'anya gets tied into it. And it shouldn't surprise anybody. And the truth is, everyone speaks of Halach Ma'anya, because Halach Ma'anya is a very important part of the Seder, that little chapter at the beginning. And what's unique about Halach Ma'anya is that even though the whole Haggadah is in Lashon HaKodesh, in Ivrit, Lashon of the Tanakh, however, there are two parts that are in Aramaic. One is the Halach Ma'anya, and the second is the Chagadja. And the Malvin and others point out, why is Halach Ma'anya in Aramaic? At the time when the Halach Ma'anya was composed and placed into the Haggadah, that was the Lashon Medaberet, that was what people spoke, that was the mother tongue of the Jewish people. And yes, there were scholars and Talmidei Chachamim and those, the more of the intellect that understood the Lashon of Tanakh, but the message of Halach Ma'anya is so important, they wanted to make sure everyone understood it without interpretation, without having to be explaining what it says, and therefore it was said in Aramaic. Therefore, it's very important to always pay attention to the Halach Ma'anya. When we look at the Halach Ma'anya, we really have to ask ourselves that the whole paragraph, Halach Ma'anya, is very strange. Number one, what's it doing here? I would say even before Magid. Magid starts with Ma'anish Tana. What's it doing here before? It's an introduction to Magid. Second of all, that concept that we refer to matzah as lachamoni is also very difficult. Later on in the Haggadah, when we get to matzah zu at the end of Magid, we describe the matzah not as lachamoni, not as bread of affliction, but actually lechem gula, the lechem of redemption. The bread which symbolizes how we have to run out of Mitzrayim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided it was time and we didn't have time to tarry. The bread of redemption. Before the Haggadah begins, we go ahead and we say that before the Haggadah begins that Halach Ma, that the matzah is lachamoni, the bread of affliction. The question is why. And then also with Muban, Kol Divchen Yisrael Yechan, when it's time to come and eat, anyone who needs the Pesach comes to celebrate Pesach. Question is, why are we saying that? We're sitting in our Seder, there's no one around, Shul is over, and we announce, we're being very nice and kind, whoever is hungry, let him come and eat. Wow, that's very kind, but no one can hear you. What's the point of that? And then we finish off and we say, L'shana haba ba'arad Yisrael, L'shana haba ben Nechorin. Since when do we talk about the Nechama at the beginning of a process? You know, Simchas Torah at the end of HaKafas, at the end of Leil HaSeder, at the end of Yom Kippur, we say L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. Even though we went through a process, a celebration, we say there's definitely something missing. We look forward next year. But where do we mention the concept of the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, of being in Eretz Yisrael, at the very beginning of the Seder? That's something that belongs at the end of the Seder, at the end of the process. This is very different than the rest of the year. Therefore, the Halach Ma'anya is obviously giving us a very important message. In source number two, I have the Ma'aseh Hashem of Bezalel Ashkenazi. Bezalel Ashkenazi basically points out that the point of Halach Ma'anya is addressing the Jews in the Golos. That's what the Rambam says, the Halach Ma'anya, this Haggadah is the Haggadah was written for the Jews in the Golos, not the Jews that were living Bezman Beit HaMikdash, in the time of the Temple. And the Halach Ma'anya is reaching out to the hearts of the Jews and really expressing what the Jews in their homes felt after the Churban. Now, for us today, we're 2,000 years after the Churban. Sometimes it's hard to express or to even understand those feelings. But let's try to understand what the Jews were feeling a year after the Churban, the Ma'aseh Hashem says. A year before, they had a Korban Pesach. And now they're sitting down to the Seder. No matter how nice it was, They weren't in Yerushalayim. No matter how nice it was, they didn't have the Korban Pesach. And everything that surrounded the Korban Pesach. And they started off by saying, yes, this is the bread of affliction. This is no more the bread of redemption, because we're afflicted again. We have no Beit HaMikdash. And they began to remember the Korban Pesach. They said, yes, this is the bread of affliction. And we're missing so many things. In the previous years, we would go ahead and we would have chabrot, many families coming together. It was so beautiful. And obviously, those families would be able, would have to come together before the Korban Pesach was shechted. There was no inviting people to the Seder night. It had to be done in the morning. It was planned out. He had many families together. And here we're sitting alone, our family. We didn't invite anybody. The truth is, now we could, because there's no Korban Pesach. So the fact that they can invite somebody, whoever is hungry to come eat, expresses their sorrow that right now they're able to come. And they began to list off, this is just a summary, of all those things they felt they were missing. And then, once they expressed that, they said, but next year, it's going to be better. That is the way that Rabbi Sol Ashkenazi explains it. The Halach Mayan was really expressing the sorrow and the pain of the Jewish people as they sat down to the Seder and they realized the Seder is very different than it was the year before. And even for us today, living 2,000 years later, we also have to express that pain. We have to feel that pain also. Realize how it could have been. The question is why? Why in the Seder night do we have to go ahead and we have to express that pain? Why is it so important? Why not just move into the Seder? The Ma'is Hashem explains it beautifully. We have to express the pain, but the question is why? So in order to understand this, it's important to understand, first of all, why you have to express pain. This past week, I had the schus of attending the wedding of my niece, and the Masada Kedushin was the Rav of the Chassan. His name was Rav Volk. He's Rosh Hashiva, Yeshivas Machanayim. And Rav Volk spoke beautifully at the chuppah. And at the end of the chuppah, he said, you know, there's a minute in Yisrael that the chassan breaks the glass, everyone screams mazel tov. He says, it's a beautiful minute. And I invite people to go ahead and to scream mazel tov when he breaks the glass. The truth is, when I got married, and when I was growing up, and attending the wedding of my friends, that's what happened. In those days, they didn't even really sing, if I remember correctly, Imesh Kachech. It wasn't so common at weddings. Maybe it was. But one thing for sure, at the end, if they sang the song, end of the song, they'd break the glass, and everyone would scream mazel tov. Today, there are many people think it's a little appropriate, how do you scream mazel tov? So, they sing at Esh Kachech, in the middle of the song, the chassan breaks the glass, they finish the song, and they scream mazel tov, after singing Esh Kachech. But the truth is that for, I don't know for how long, it was Minig Yisrael, to scream mazel tov, and today also, when he chassan breaks class, and the question is why? I think the answer is very simple. Because we have to aspire towards the rebuilding of Jerusalem. And the only way to rebuild Jerusalem, to rebuild Yerushalayim, to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, is if we realize there's something missing in our life. If we think that our lives are great, and everything that's going on is wonderful, and there's nothing missing, why should we rebuild Yerushalayim? What is the point of rebuilding Yerushalayim? Obviously, Yerushalayim is great as it is. We have what we need. The chassan, when he breaks the glass, and when the chassan and kala get married, that symbolizes the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, he's sort of announcing, there's a problem here. There's something missing. We don't have a Beit HaMikdash. We don't have Korbanos. We don't have a place where it's so easy to feel the Shechinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he breaks the glass, and all of a sudden the message is loud and clear. We say, wow, we have to fix something. There's something wrong. And once we realize there's something wrong, we can rebuild. And once you're ready to rebuild, then we can say mazel tov. Truth is, this idea, my uncle, Yashibir Soloveitchik, points it out in Hilchas Tainis. The Rambam, Perek Aleph Hilchas Tainis, says that when something happens, a war as we're in now, when there's a famine, other tzaros to come upon us, we have to go ahead and fast to do tshuva. The Ratan Parakeh deals with the various tzomot, the fast days that we have, to remember the Churban, Tisha B'Av, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Asar B'Teves, some Gedalia. He mentions Tainus Esther also. And the Rambam says about those mitzvos, those Tainus fast days, I'm sorry, about those fast days that we do, he has a very interesting lashon in Parakeh Lach Aleph, source number 12. And there he says that these fast days are Kedei L'Oreil L'Vavot, to wake up the hearts, the Liftoach, and open Darkei Tshuva. What does it mean, Liftoach, to open up Darkei Tshuva, to awaken the hearts? What does that mean? And he points out that, you know, when there's a famine, there's a war. Certainly at the beginning of the war. Actually, we have to feel this throughout the whole war. We begin to realize something's wrong. We better do tshuva. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, our lives are so normal. So many years have passed. Sometimes it's really hard to remember or to think or to focus on the fact that there's a problem in our lives. So 4 days a year, we have these fast days. And these fast days are us. I would say, a very strong reminder there's something wrong. For 4 days, especially Tisha B'Av, we think, wow, there's something wrong, something's missing, we have to do tshuva. And that's the idea, liftoach darkei tshuva, because to open, because until you feel there's something wrong, there's no darkei tshuva, no way to tshuva. So the fast days open the ways to tshuva. That is the point of the fast days, to open the doors to tshuva. And that's the reason we sing Mazel Tov. Or we used to at least, or even today, after the chassan breaks the glass. Because once the chassan breaks the glass, if we think about it, the message is loud and clear, there's a problem today. And once you realize there's a problem, go ahead and rebuild. I want to share with you a personal story. I spent a number of years traveling to America from Israel, because I was at Rosh Kol in a camp. And as you know, the summer was always Tisha B'Av, and I would spend the morning explaining the keynote to Chatzot, to the Beis Medrash, to the Kollel, and I had my keynotes books with me, and I would usually bring them back with me after the summer was over, because I never knew what's going to be the next year. Some reason, 1 year, I didn't bring them home, left them in camp, and that was the year I didn't go back to camp. I asked someone if they could find the books, they couldn't find it. I said, I am not going to go ahead and buy new keynotes books. How can I buy new keynotes books? Mirtz Hashem, Mashiach comes, the keynotes will be obsolete. Why should I spend money on new keynotes books? And that's what I felt. However, I have to explain keynotes here also. I walked into a bookstore, and I saw there was a Masifta on keynotes. Soft cover, 30 shekel. Hard cover, 70 shekel. I forgot the price. Figured, you know, 30 shekel I can spend on a keynotes book, soft cover. So I made a comment to the someone there. I said, you know, why would someone spend 70 shekel on a hardcover kinos when he could spend 30 shekel on a softcover kinos? And Ritz Hashem will need the kinos soon. So what's the point of a hardcover? He said to me, you know what? Many people are not like you. He says, I haven't enjoyed my life today. I enjoy the Yom Tovim. So from Jew, I enjoy. He said, I'm inspired by Tisha B'Av. So yes, I can have a hardcover kinos. On one hand, I appreciated his honesty. On the other hand, I was surprised. He felt like, you know, there wasn't this aspiration that we shouldn't need these keynotes anymore. Because we think our lives are wonderful. Everything is great. Yontif is great. Simchas Torah is great. Shem Yom Kippur, the Chazan. We go to the Kosel. There's so many wonderful things. And we don't want to fix it because it's great. So we have to do things. There are certain mitzvos. There are minhagim to remind us there's a problem. Breaking the glass is a problem. And reminds the problem. The fasters reminds us the problem. And then once we realize the problem, we can try to rebuild, to fix. And that, and one of the ways to fix and rebuild is to do tshuva. That's why Pesach night, it's important that we first realize there's a problem. And that's what the Ma'is Hashem of the Sal Ashkenazi says. The question is why? Why is it so important to realize this is a problem? Why Pesach night of all nights? I think in order to understand this, we have to take a look at the bracha of Gal Yisrael. It's a very beautiful bracha. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Tezayin and Beis mentions the bracha, source number 3. The Rambam Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah Perek Ches Halacha Hey elaborates on the bracha. And you know, we say part of Hallel, whether one parak, two prakim of Hallel, the Shmachokas Besham Vesilel, and then the Mishnah there says in Daf Kuf Tezayin, I'm a bet that you make a bracha. What bracha you make? Chosen, you finish off the Hallel Begula, the Tanakama. Tanakama does not elaborate what the bracha is, he doesn't say. Rabbi Tarfon says, Ashir Golanu Begol Vasin Mitzrayim. He would say, Baruch Ato Hashem, O Kenu Mel Chalam, Ashir Golanu Begol Vasin Mitzrayim. Baruch Ato Hashem, O Kenu Mel Chalam, Baruch Priya Gafin. There'd be no chasima, it's a short bracha. Rabbi Kiva says, no, no, no. After you say, Ashir Golanu, Vashir Begol Vasin Mitzrayim, you continue, Kain Hashem Elokeinu, Vakev Oseinu, Yageinu Lemoadim, Ragolam Acherim, should take us to other holidays. And the Sosim of Nesecha, the whole bracha, and then you say at the end of the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Gol Yisrael. So in other words, included in the bracha that God redeemed us from Egypt, but you also add, and a major part of the bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch will redeem us again and bring us out of this horrible golos, and we'll be zochel in matzah korbanos, and they have the korban pesach and korban chagiga, and speaks about a much more beautiful future. And then you say Baruch Ato Hashem Gol Yisrael. So what does Rabbi Kiva do? He adds to the bracha. It's not a short bracha. And then after adding to the bracha, he says, once we add to the bracha, it becomes a long bracha, we have to be chosen. We have to finish off with a baruch. Generally, we have brachas where you don't finish off with a baruch. Birchas hananin, birchas hamitzvahs. And then the longer brachas, you also have to be chosen, finish off, seal of a bracha. Finish off with a bracha. And that's what Rabbi Kiva says. That's the machlokes of Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds a short bracha, Rabbi Kiva holds a longer bracha. According to the Rambam, we'll see in a second, during the Tzman, the Bayis Sheni, the Tzman Beit HaMikdash, everyone agreed it was one short bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Asher Golanu Lo Hoseinu. So, just that. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, after the Churban, when we were in Golus, the bracha became longer. And the question is that, if the Tzman Beit HaMikdash, when the temple stood, when we had a Korban Pesach, the bracha was short, why do we have to add to the bracha and to go ahead and to make the bracha longer and speak about the future redemption? What is it about Pesach night that forces us to speak about the future redemption? That is the question on the Rambam. Just let's look at what the Rambam Shita is. So the Rambam in Halacha Daled speaks about Pesach Zu, Matzah Zu, and he points out that Bizman Beit HaMikdash, they said, Matzuzu Shana Ochlim, or Shuma, I'm sorry, not Matzuzu, Pesach Zu, the Korban Pesach that we eat. Why do we eat it? And he says, Bizmanein, when there's no Beit HaMikdash, no Korban Pesach, you can't say the Pesach that we eat, but you say the Pesach Shahayu Avateinu Ochlim, the Korban Pesach that our forefathers ate, Bizman Beit HaMikdash. There's a difference. And the Rambam in Halacha Hey points out the same thing. He says, what's the bracha you make after the two brachim of Hallel? He says, if you look at Halacha Hey, source number 4, in the middle of the Halacha, V'choseim, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Ashir Golanu, the Gol of Hosein and Mitzrayim, V'yiyanu Alayla Hazeh, and quads reach this night, Lecho Bo Matzum Rorim. This night we eat matzah and maror, and that's the end of the bracha. Bizman Beit HaMikdash. Ubizman hazeh, ubizman hazeh, we add a very beautiful part of the bracha. Kein Hashem Elokeinu Voseinu, Yagienu, she help us reach Moadim, Rogalam Acherim, Haboim Rechaseinu, that come to greet us with shalom, in peace, Smechim, Bevinyan Yerecha, Sasim Vodasecha, and we should eat from the Zvachim and Apsachim. And will Mirch Hashem sing a Shir Chadosh al Gulaseinu and a redemption and the redemption of our soul? Baruch Ato Hashem Gol Yisrael. The Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kohen Rabbi Kiva, the Rambam holds, and Rambam Paskins that way, the bracha is longer, we speak about the future. But the question is, why do we speak about the future on Pesach night? If it's Man Beit HaMikdash, we only focused on the past, God took us out of Mitzrayim. We focus on the present, that we're eating matzah and maror. Why now do we have to speak about the future? In a certain sense, we converge the past, the present, Asher Galanu, the Gol Asavaseinu, the Higianu, the Laila Hazeb, the present, redeemed us in the past, helped us reach this night, Eat Matzah and Maror, Ken Yigienu, Hashem should help us reach the future. B'vinyan Yirecha of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is that important? In order to understand this, I want to ask one more question on the Rambam. If you look at source number 10, the Rambam, the Haggadah, he says, around the area of Yisha Amda, Baruch Shom Rav Tachasa LeYisrael, Baruch Hu, Shakarish Baruch Hu Mechashev Zaketz. God kept His promise, He of Mechashev Zaketz. I'm not going to translate that immediately now, in a minute or two I'll translate. Mechashev Zaketz. If you compare and contrast in source number 11, Arnosef in the Haggadah, where the Haggadah says, Baruch Shom Tachasa LeYisrael Shechishev Zaketz. So the Rambam Nusach is Shemechashev. That's our case. He thought about the end. We'll explain what that means in a second. And our nusach is shikisha, also on some level thought or calculated. What's the difference? So Google Translate, which I did look up, says the same thing as the Shiboli Aglekit quotes the name of his brother if you look at source number 16. What is shikishev our nusach? Shikishev as a case means that God calculated the end. God made a calculation when the Jews were supposed to leave Mitzrayim, and we came out at the right time. The Rambam does not say Shechishev Zaketz. The Rambam says Mechashev, which means he calculates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calculating the Ketz, the end, right now. Why, according to the Rambam, do we not focus on that God calculated the Ketz, the end of Mitzrayim? But we're speaking about the present, which obviously connects to the future. So in order to understand these two questions on the Rambam, we have to understand what the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. But not just Sipur, even Zechira, but obviously Pesach night is about Zechira Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, telling over the story. So in the past, I discussed the Rambam, one of the most famous Rambams in the Torah, in the Parshas Bo, that we talk to this Mitzrayim, we realize God runs the world, God created the world, God changed the laws of nature. Only a being that was able to go ahead and to create the world, to change the laws of nature, and God shows not only did He create the world, He runs the world, and it's a very important lesson in the Muna, and we have to give it over to ourselves and to our children, and that night is so important to everybody, because it's Mechatzik, everyone Muna is Hashem. But it seems the person sits down with his family, with all the mitzvos, and focuses on the sipur of leaving Mitzrayim. Focuses on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, He created the world. He still was not mekayim every part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is come to the realization, the belief, and I would say even the conviction, that since we know God took us out of Mitzrayim, and God runs the world, that God will also take us out of this gullus that we're in. And that is a very important message of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And for that reason, the Rambam goes ahead and says, not Chishev as a Ketz, He calculated the end. God is calculating. He calculated the end there. He calculates. We can speak about God in the present. He's calculating now. Because we have to come out of Seder night understanding and realizing and teaching our children, everyone else who's there, the concept that the Geula can come, that will come. And if someone does not give over to the idea, they are missing a very important part of the Seder. And I think that this is actually the pshat in the bracha. But before we go there, one of the most famous machloks and arguments in Shas is the machlokes between Ben Azai and the Chachamim. Why is it so famous? It's so famous because everyone... So famous because it's in Haggadah. The question is there a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim at night? Chachamim say no, and Ben Azai says yes. What's the machlokes? The pasuk says "Roman tiskor as Yetzias Mitzrayim kol yemei chayach all days of your life." So Ben Azai says, Ben Azai says that that the mitzvah not Ben Azai, Ben Zoma. Slip of the tongue. So Ben Zoma says that the mitzvah of Tzias Mitzrayim is to go ahead, according to Ben Zoma, and you the mitzvah of Tzias Mitzrayim, according to Ben Zoma, is that you have to call Yemei Chayecha means in the daytime. Kol Yemecha tells you even at night. Chama Kol say, no. There's no mitzvah at night. So what does Kol Yemecha Yecha mean? Yemei Chayecha means Olam Hazeh, and Kol Yemecha Yecha means Olam Haba. So Ben Zoma says to the Chachamim, what are you talking about? It's not Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. If you go and look at source number 15, that days will come, and we're not going to say Lo Yomer Od Chai Hashem Avnei Yisrael Meretz Yisrael, Ki Im Chai Hashem that took us out of the Shibud Malchus to other nations. So we're not going to go ahead and remember Metzias Mitzrayim. We're going to be speaking about the about leaving Shibud Malchus. So Chama say no. It means that the Ikar will be Shibud Malchus. And the Tafel, which we'll still do, but it won't be as important, will be remembering Tzias Mitzrayim. So it seems from this Gemara that Ben Zoma is actually presenting the idea that there won't be a mitzvah of remembering Tzias Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes. Which is very difficult, because according to the Rambam, one of the Yesodos Emunah is that every mitzvah exists forever. So the Evan Oslo of Isser Zalman Meltzer, source number 14, points out that that can't be the Pshat. What's Ben Zoma really saying? What Ben Zoma is really saying is that the mitzvah of remembering or Zechiras Yis Mitzrayim on a daily basis is not a mitzvah to specifically remember Yis Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah to remember all the geulos. That's the idea. It's a mitzvah to remember all the geulos. So included in all the redemptions is Yis Mitzrayim, coming out of Babel or Persia, and Amir Hashem in the future should very soon coming out of this Golas also. So therefore he says, you can't explain the call to teach about the fact to remember when Mashiach comes, Mitzias Mitzrayim, because it's all going to be the same mitzvah. That's the idea of the pasuk. It's all the same mitzvah. Chum hold is two separate mitzvahs. So you're going to have to specifically mention Tzias Mitzrayim and specifically mention leaving this Golus. But according to Ben Zoma, it's a mitzvah to remember the fact that God takes us out of all the exiles. That's the mitzvah. And therefore you don't need a pasuk to tell you that we'll remember Tzias Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes. Because the mitzvah in its essence is the mitzvah to remember God taking us out of all the exiles. That's why actually the months of the year are Persian months. Names of the months are Persian months. Why the Persian months? The Persian months, because we have to remember that Golus also, leaving that Golus too. So we don't need a pasuk for that. And what Ben Zoma is saying is that the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which says we're not going to remember Tzias Mitzrayim, what it's saying is that, in other words, that since there's going to be so many other redemptions, so it's a mitzvah remembering the redemptions, not specifically Tzias Mitzrayim. Obviously, in their time, it was Tzias Mitzrayim because they didn't have the last redemption. But in the future, will be all the redemptions. So in other words, we see that tied into the mitzvah of Tzias Mitzrayim is to recognize and realize there will be another redemption. And that's very important. And a person who does not realize that, he's missing out on a very important part of the mitzvah. And the truth is, it's not really only the shita of Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer. Many Rishonim say this, Sforno says it, Parshas Bo, famous Pasuk Membet, just above source 17. The Pasuk says, Leil Shimurim Hul Hashem Lotzim Mitzrayim. It's the 15th of Nisan is a Leil Shimurim, a night to be watched, takes out of Mitzrayim. Hu alayla zel Hashem Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael darosam. This is the Laila which is watched for all b'nei Yisrael for generations. And this is a night which is going to be watched. What's it watched for? Why twice watched? As Forna says, it was watched once to take out of Mitzrayim by the time Mitzias Mitzrayim, and again it's watched again to take us out of this horrible Golus that we're in. The Sfas Emes says the same thing, but then there's also a very important smack. Sefer Mitzvos Katan. He says, you know, everyone knows the famous Gemara that when a person dies after Mesrim Shana, 20 years, they come before the Kisei Kavod and they ask him certain questions. Were you honest in business? Did you set times to learn? And we know the source of being honest in business, setting times to learn. Well, Sibisa Li Yeshua, you look forward to the salvation. Sipita Li Yeshua. Question is, where does it say in the Torah? Sipisa Li Yeshua. So the smacks beautifully. When it says, "Enochi Hashem lo kecha shetzisicha meretz Mitzrayim," I took out a land of Mitzrayim. The smach points out mitzvah aleph. That what's the point of that? To realize, just like God took us out of Mitzrayim, He'll take us out of this golus also. So part and parcel of it, of the secrets of Mitzrayim, is to realize, as the smach says, as Visser Zalman Melcher says, as the Sforner says, it's all tied in. To realize we'll come out of this horrible golus too. And for this reason, that's why the Rambam says machashen. Because in Haggadah we have to realize that God is still calculating. It's not over. It's going on. And it could happen very soon. And I think this is the reason why Bizman, the Beit HaMikdash, according to the Rambam, was a very, very small bracha. Asher galanu, v'gol, sasenu, v'gan la'azel achol matzo morim. Because it's a mitzvah to talk about the previous ga'ula and the future ga'ula. But during this Zman Beit HaMikdash, there was no need to speak about the future Geula, because they were experiencing Geula. When you're experiencing Geula, you don't have to go ahead and to speak about a future Geula. When there's a Beit HaMikdash, no matter what else is going on, there's an Avodah going on in the Beit HaMikdash, and there are Karbanos, they're experiencing Geula. So the halacha of Sibrit Mitzrayim is a halacha where you have to go ahead and you have to experience the geula that was, and the geula that is, or that will be. And that is a very important aspect of Sibrit Mitzrayim. So this man, the Beit HaMikdash, there was no need to talk about the future geula. They had the geula right there, and therefore the bracha was, Asher Galanu, redeemed us. We're redeemed right now, experiencing geula. The goal of the same in Mitzrayim. Now, and we come to eat matzah mara, we're experiencing the gula. But now that there's no Beit HaMikdash, the only way to experience the gula, the present and the future, is to inculcate within ourselves a conviction that the gula is coming, and achakelo b'chol yom shiyabo, and it could come tomorrow. And therefore, that has to be part of the bracha. So, Bizman Beit HaMikdash, Galanu, redeemed us now, Galvaseinu, and redeemed our forefathers, and we have the Matzah Mara. Bizmaneinu, in our times, Galanu, redeemed us, we were redeemed back in the Mitzrayim also, we were redeemed in the past, Galvaseinu, and we're experiencing the Gula. How are we redeemed? Because we're convinced the Gula is going to come. And we speak about that. And that has to be part of the bracha. That is the bracha. That is the bracha of Gal Yisrael, of Asher Galano. It has to be part, because part of the Seder is to experience the future Gula. There's Man Beit HaMikdash, there was the present Gula. There's a Beis HaMikdash. Now, no Beis HaMikdash. We're in Golus. We have to experience the future of Geula. And we do that by talking about it, thinking about it, and realizing conviction that the Mashiach is going to come and the Geula is going to happen. And the truth is, you can ask a question and say, how, what, where can it really come? After all, Jews aren't getting along with each other. You know, maybe Jews are not acting in the most appropriate way. That's what people say. Ramchal and Das Tfunos points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have rules. We have rules. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does whatever the ultimate wisdom that he possesses decides to do. There are no rules. Ramchal points out the Christians have rules. They say the Jews can't be redeemed because we didn't believe in Dosa Ish. But we know God has no rules. And when the time for the Gula comes, it's going to come. No matter where we're holding, it's going to come. It's going to happen. And the truth is, we know it's going to happen. We feel it. So much opened their eyes. We're in Nachas Hayomim, the end of days. The simonim, the signs are all there. You have to believe it. It's going to happen. That is what's important to understand Pesach night. To feel it, to understand that it's coming. You know, and someone said to me, asked me, he said, you know, you're right. We have to feel there's a problem, like the Halach Manya says, so we can build. And then we have to talk about the redemption of the shrine to see God can do anything. And we speak about Ramchal, that God has no rules and God can do whatever he wants. When the time comes, it's going to come. And we're the Nibachor Yisrael. But you know, it's hard to imagine it because it's going to be a total change for us. A total change. The laws of Tumah Tahara, the ideas of the Kohanim. So I'll just present it like this. You know, today, every generation has their banners that people speak about. I'm not going to talk what people speak about today. I don't want to get into that. But you know, there was a time when people spoke about communism and socialism. And one time a speaker got up in New York City and says, when after the revolution, it's going to be amazing that everyone will have strawberries, not just those living on Madison Avenue. So one guy raises his hand and says, I don't like strawberries. And the guy says, but when the revolution is over and socialism rules the world, you will like strawberries. What does that mean? Sometimes situation changes. We're afraid what's going to be. But at some point, you'll get used to the situation. And there's so many times in life you think about things, you know, what happens if this happened, that, well, I have to do this, and you know, I'm going to lose my freedom. And then all of a sudden, things change. You begin to realize, wow, this is really amazing. Now, I'll just give a small example. You know, there are teenagers growing up. They say, one of the hardest things about Shabbos is technology. And they get a little older. A little older can be in their 20s, can be in their 30s, or someone in their 20s and 30s this week. I really enjoy the fact that I'm cut off from the technology for 24 hours. What bothered them when they were teenagers, they love now. I have a son who's in the army, just joined the army. He was in Hezder, he's in Shiryon in tanks. And I was talking to him last week, and we were talking about what's going on. He said to me, his expression was, one of the best things and the biggest problems in the army is that I don't have my phone a whole day. And then I have for an hour a day at the end, and I'm not really in touch with what's going on. See, he used the word that it's actually a good thing on some level, not to know what's going on. Something which maybe would have bothered him 6-7 months ago, or a year ago. So we don't understand what Tum Vatara is going to be, Kachin is going to be, the fact there's going to be a certain elitist system of royalty, of Kohanim. It's not going to, it doesn't touch our hearts. But once we have it, and we realize that because of this system, we feel closer to Hashem, and Mirtz Hashem, we will embrace it. And we have to really believe that. And that's the point of Pesach night. It's really just a problem. And to inculcate in ourselves the conviction the problem is going to end. If God can take us out of Mitzrayim then, He can take us out of this Golus. And I would just finish off to say that, you know, as I mentioned, there's some people who say, well, you know, do we really deserve it? And I think it's important to quote my father, Avraham Soloveitchik Zatzal, in his paper he wrote, on Yom HaTzmut. At that point, he pointed out that one of the complaints against Zionism, the family state of Israel, was founded by people who profess themselves to be, some of them, as not believing in God, even though they obviously believe in God on some level deep in their soul. But that's how they expressed themselves. They weren't religious. And how could a salvation have happened from these people? How could Medina Yisrael be a salvation from God? I think today, most people realize it was definitely Yeshua, definitely a salvation. But my father at that time explained, based on the Haftorah of Parshas Metzora, which we did not read this year because we read Haftorah Shabbos HaGadol, but there was a famine in the land of Israel because, whatever reason, and Jews were starving in Yerushalayim to the point of death, And then there were four lepers that had to leave the city. Who were these four lepers? Lepers, I'm sorry, those had leprosy. Gehazi and his sons were not tzaddikim. I think that's a nice way to describe them. And these lepers didn't know what to do. Go back in the city, there's death in the city, people are dying. Outside the city, the reason why there was a famine, there was a siege from Aram. There's the whole army out there. They'll be killed. But they decided they're better off going outside the city. They go outside the city, they see the whole army fled. There's tons of food. And they're enjoying the food and they say, no, we got to tell the people in the city. Because how can we benefit? And they shouldn't benefit. And my father pointed out that, look at the salvation came from these people with leprosy. Which is because you did certain averus. So you see the salvation come from people who are not tzaddikim. But he points to something else. It says that the king had a shalish, someone he leaned on. And when people heard there was food outside the city, they ran. There was a stampede, and they trampled the shalish. And this shalish, actually, the fact that he would be trampled and killed, it was foretold by the Ishalakim, the Navi Lakim, who said to him, you will see the salvation, you will not enjoy it. Why was this prophecy told? Because when the Navi said that there'll be food for everybody, the shalish says, food for everyone? What? There are going to be windows in heaven? Is there going to be enough food? And the shalish said, even with the windows in heaven, there won't be enough food. And the Navi said, you didn't believe in what I'm saying? You're going to see the salvation, you won't enjoy it. You will be killed beforehand. And that's what happened. Who was the shalish? Father pointed out, shalish was a believer in God. He said, yes, God can do anything. God can perform any miracle. But you know what? These people deserve miracles. They're not tzaddikim. The Navi said, God does not have to follow any rules. Christians believe God follows rules. According to Ramchal. It's true, we know that they do. We know that when God decides the time for Yeshua comes, the time's going to come. And because of that belief, the shalish did not live to see it. The salvation. He saw the salvation. He did not enjoy the salvation. We can go ahead and we can enjoy the salvation as long as we believe it. And realize that when God decides, it's going to happen. As I pointed out, Simanim are here. So I said, it's important to understand there's a problem. It's important to understand that once we understand there's a problem, the problem can be changed. We have to work on changing it. Those ideas are all very important. And we have to work towards it. And we have to believe it. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu do everything. But it's not just that God can do everything. But if we really believe that the Gula can come just like that, we're in the derech to the redemption, then it will come. Why do I say that? But it's not just to believe it, we have to want it. What's the idea of wanting it? The famous Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi discusses, why are there four kosos at the Seder? So one shot, we all know, corresponds to the four expressions of redemption, Votsesi, Yitzalti, the four expressions. The second explanation is that the reason there are four kosos, four cups, it corresponds to the four kosos in Parush, in the dream of the Sar HaMashkim, the butler. We know the story, the famous story, the butler and the baker that were taken into prison, and Yosef HaTzadik interpreted their dreams, and he told the Sar HaMashkim, you're going to live forever. You're going to go back to your position, you'll serve Paro. And he told the baker, you're going to go ahead and you're going to be killed. How did Yosef know? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch was with him. But how did Yosef HaTzadik know? And I saw an Imri Baruch, quotes from somebody, I forgot the name, one of the Gedolim. The pshat is very simple. Gemara Brachos says that a person has to go ahead and when he dreams to realize his dream is a reflection of thought during the day. If I think about pizza, I'll dream about a pizza. If I dream about a barbecue, I'm sorry, if I think about a barbecue, I'll dream about a barbecue. If I dream about conquering a city in Gaza, so if I think about it, I'll dream about it. So, what the Sar HaMashkim dreamt about, that's what he thought about. What did he dream about? Taking the grapes, squeezing the grapes, putting it into the cup, and giving the cup to Paro. The Sar HaMashkim thought about going back to his position. means he wanted to go back to his position. And for that reason, Yosef knew he would go back. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the real ratzon of a person. The Sarah Ofen, what did he dream about? Some birds taking bread from him. He didn't go ahead and he didn't... The Sarah Ofen, the baker, did not dream about baking bread for Paro. He didn't have that ratzon. He didn't want to be productive. He didn't want to do anything. Okay? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled his ratzon also. He didn't do anything. He died. He was killed. But the concept that the four kosos of Teter night correspond to the four kosos of Paro, I'm sorry, the Sarah Mashkin, that teaches us that just like the Sarah Mashkin had a desire to go back, if we have a desire for redemption, God will fill that desire also. We have to have the desire. We have to know there's a problem. We have to realize once there's a problem, we can fix the problem. And understand that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By us doing our proper ishtablus, and once we realize that it could happen, we want it to happen. I can't want something that I know is not going to happen, but once I know it's going to happen, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to happen, I can want it to happen. But my desire to have it happen will cause it to happen. And I will just finish off that the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, they ate the Korban Pesach Nalechem Baraglechem, their shoes on their feet. Today, you know, especially in America, I think, people don't necessarily wear shoes in the house. In Eretz Israel, we wear shoes in the house because we don't have carpets. Back in Mitzrayim, people did not wear shoes in the house. The shoes were dirty. They made the house disgusting. But that night, they wore shoes. Even though the Shekhinah was around, we don't wear shoes near the Shekhinah. Why? Because it wasn't just enough that they believed the Gula was coming. They saw the Makos. They understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it. But they realized it was coming soon. And they were ready. And that, Rav Shaul Leib Diskin says, was the Schus Nalechem Barag Lechem that finally brought the Gula. The same thing applies to us. What applies to us is that we have to realize there's a problem. We need to rebuild, to do, to change, to fix. And then to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like He caused us to leave Mitzrayim, He was able to move mountains and change the laws of nature. He can change the laws of nature now. He can do within the laws of nature through the efforts of the Tzahal, through the efforts of the technology the Israeli army has worked on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless. He has blessed the success on the people are working so hard on the efforts of the soldiers and the intelligence, and He should continue. And even though sometimes it seems like, how can it happen? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can cause His bracha to come on anything and do anything, and there are no laws and no rules that God has to follow. If He feels it's time, it's going to be time. And once we realize God can do it, we have to desire it. And once we desire it, and desire it quickly, and realize it quickly, then that schusa will come. Pesach night is a night to think about that. The problem starts with the halachmanya. And not just the problems, but also that we can fix the problems, and to realize it's imminent. When they say stories of the Chavetz Chaim, you hear noise, the Mashiach is coming. Why? Because he realized things could be changed. And if we realize that, all of us, that things can change, Ra'achar Siyamim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu so easily can change things that future Gula can come, and we'll enjoy it, we'll feel so lifted up from the Gula, and whatever challenges it has, we'll meet head on, and we'll conquer it, and we'll be excellent in dealing with the challenges and following the halachas, and we'll feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our midst. If we expect it, we desire it, and we know it's imminent, then we'll come. Mitzvah Hashem, let's hope we learn this Pesach night, and we should be Zocha, to seeing the future redemption, to feeling it, realizing it's here, and be Zocha, Mitzvah Hashem, to all be together for the Mitzvah Aliyah Regel, for all the Regalim, to be able to go, Mitzvah Hashem, next year to the Beit HaMikdash, to see the Kohen Gadol and his Avoda, and to see Kohanim Avodasam, Levim v'shiram uduchanam Yisrael v'mamanam, should be zocha to many wonderful things. Chag Kasher v'sameach.